Part 4. Directions. You will hear some talks given by a single speaker. You will be asked to answer three questions about what the speaker says in each talk. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The talks will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time.
Question 71 to 73. Good morning, everyone. Since many of my patients ask me the same question over and over again, I'd like to explain it to you today. That same question is, what happens if the kidneys stop working properly? Anyone knows? Well, let me tell you, if your kidneys stop working properly, you will have a kidney disease, or medically known as renal disease. A kidney disease means that the filtration tubes in your kidney don't function properly, and your kidney becomes damaged. The main function of these filtration tubes, or nephrons, is to filter out the waste product in the blood. If the filters don't work properly, the waste products aren't removed. Eventually, toxic levels of waste products build up in the blood. Question 74 to 76. Hello, everyone. My name is James Brown. Thank you for coming to this beautiful house. Now, I will guide you through the house, so you can see with your own eyes the beauty of this house. Feel free to ask me any questions during the tour. Ready? Great. As you can see here, this house has a large living room with views over a valley of Hoopingdale. You will never get bored with these breathtaking views, right? To the right, we have this classic kitchen where you can do any cooking experiments you've been dreaming of. Next to it is the dining room. This dark brown solid pine dining table could cater up to 8 people. Outside, there is a small patio with 6 garden chairs and a fully equipped barbecue for your family gathering. Now, let's move to the second floor to explore the master bedroom and 2 spacious guest rooms that this house has.
Question 77 to 79. In the 17th century before Christ, Santorini was a small volcanic island in the Aegean Sea, home to Akrotiri, a late Bronze Age outpost of Minoan civilization, which preceded ancient Greece. Then the volcano erupted, burying Akrotiri in ash and obliterating much of Santorini. The eruption was one of the most powerful in the past 10,000 years, spawning a tsunami that struck the nearby island of Crete, the center of Minoan culture. Weakened, the Minoans may have become easier prey for the invaders who conquered them a century and a half later. Research published last week, including seafloor surveys, suggests that the tsunami was probably caused by huge amounts of hot ash and lava spewing from the volcano and pouring down its slopes into the water at high speed. So-called pyroclastic flows can travel at speeds of several hundred miles per hour. In this respect, the eruption may be comparable to the one at Krakatoa in the Sunda Strait in Indonesia in 1883. Pyroclastic flows from that eruption caused a tsunami that killed more than 35,000 people. Author, Henry Fountain for the New York Times International Edition. Saturday, Sunday, November 19, 20, 2016.
Question 80-82. Hello, everybody. Thank you all for coming. It's 9 o'clock, so let's get started. This morning we're meeting to discuss all the financial aspects of moving our call centers to India. As you can see, this is the main item on today's agenda. Unfortunately, we've received apologies from Francis Montero, our computing systems director. He's stranded at an airport somewhere because of fog, so I'm afraid we'll have to continue without him. You've all received the minutes of our last meeting. Are there any matters arising? Okay, if no one has any comments, I'll move on to the next item and ask Alice Hewitt, head of customer services, to report on her trip to India.
Question 83-85. Now, let me explain about our company's complaint procedure. First, as soon as a complaint is received, it is logged on the system and an acknowledgement is mailed out to the customer. Then, the complaint is sent to the complaints department. Here, the supervisor on duty will read the complaint, categorize it and pass it on to the relevant department. For example, if the complaint is about a technical fault, the supervisor will send the complaint to the production department. If it concerns a delivery, it will be answered by the customer service team. Invoicing problems will be sorted out by sales. Our company is famous for our good customer relations, and we try to make sure that complaints are not left unanswered longer than 6 weeks.
Question 86-88. Good branding of a product is important because it creates brand loyalty. If the customer's experience is positive, they will buy more. And customers can be very loyal to products which they like. If they like a product, this can lead them to buy other products with the same brand name. Your behavior toward your employees has a huge impact on the success of your company. If you have poor management skills, you are likely to lose good staff. What's more, bad management results in bad morale, which is always disastrous for any business, large or small.
Question 89-91. Now, let's move on to Mr. Jacques. Henry Jacques is 80 years old and he is preparing to return home after a total hip replacement. He is a little hard of hearing and uses a hearing aid. His daughter, Stephanie, lives nearby and has a key to his house. She will be available to pick up Mr. Jacques when he is ready to discharge. He is very independent but will need some equipment to help him mobilize and to help with safety in the shower. Question 92-94. Hi, Brad. It's Amy. Can you do me a favor? Seaton's rang with an urgent order this morning. Can you check with Kate if we have stock available to send them this afternoon? There was enough stock in the warehouse yesterday, but I don't know what we have in stock today. My computer wasn't working before lunch. The order has to be with them by tomorrow or they'll cancel. I'm away the rest of the week, but I'll try and call you this evening. Thanks.
Question 95 to 97. Now that everyone knows what team they are in, we'll get on with the orientation and training program. This introduction should finish at 9:30, so we still have 30 minutes for the session. After this, you'll be hearing from Alicia Smith. Alicia works in the accounting department on level 2 and she looks after all temporary staff, and so she is the person to see if you have any problems regarding pay. Alicia will be explaining when and how you get this. She will also be handing out your tax forms. And I will just stress that all tax forms must be completed and returned to Alicia before your pay can be processed.
Question 98 to 100. Today, we'll discuss about waste management. There are four steps of waste management. First, minimize the waste by implementing an effective inventory management. Second, segregate the waste. At this step, we have to segregate the waste into several categories, such as general waste, infectious waste, sharp waste, recyclable waste, etc. Third, store and transport the waste. Since we transport the waste to the disposal facility every 4 days, we store the waste temporarily into our special storage facility where only authorized people have the access to. Fourth, recycle or dispose the waste. Our first priority is to recycle the waste. But, if the waste could not be recycled, then we dispose it by burying it or burning it in accordance to the regular law.